Jerry Isaac, past president of Tanana Chiefs Conference and current behavioral health director with the Fairbanks Native Association, called for recognition of tribal systems which differ than other non-native systems as a part of the panel on wellness and governance in tribal communities.
Our tribal governments are troubled by the colonialized way and type of governing it does.
Isaac said that tribal government workers need to stop thinking that non-native governance systems are better than tribal governance.
We have what we have, and that's good for the tribe.
Jessica Black, assistant professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, moderated the panel and said that there was a common thread when she asked a broad spectrum of people what wellness meant to them.
Once you respect yourself, you can respect your community and respect all others you come into relation with. And in order to respect yourself, you have to know who you are.
She said to know who you are, you have to have knowledge of your cultural practices, oral histories, and the people. Judy Ramos, an assistant professor with UAF, said that one area for physical wellness is to implement more traditional foods into communities. She said to focus more on food sovereignty, such as planting gardens wherever you are.
Teaching the children how to garden and live off the land, or live traditionally off the land.
Valerie Davidson, a lawyer and commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services, said that when tribal communities practice traditions and customary practices, they thrive. She said that tribal communities have been doing these things for thousands of years and that the state and federal levels can do a better job of listening.
Why do you think that me being a lawyer suddenly is better than thousands of years of traditional and customary knowledge and practice?
She said that families practiced traditional customary knowledge for thousands of years and that children thrived in those practices. In Fairbanks, I'm Amanda Frank.